Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, former member of the Federal Open Market Committee. The Fed's meeting this week, and we've been talking about that. Bob's been offering his excellent analysis. And Bob, I want to continue that theme, but with a little politics blended in. We got these two candidates that one of them is going to get elected president. What are your thoughts on how a Clinton presidency would affect the Fed? Would it become more political? How would she interact with them?
My guess is that it would just be a continuation of the Obama presidency. Also, the fact
which give us an idea of what you mean by that. What is that? Give us a list or something.
Well, traditionally, the president leaves the Fed alone. They may not like it, but they respect the Fed's independence.
Mm-hmm.
And think it's dangerous to mess with it, and I think Obama has pretty much done that. On the other hand, the Fed hasn't been doing anything that should upset him.
Right. Exactly.
Anyway. And I think the fact that Janet Yellen is the first female chairman of the Fed, I think first president, female president, would be very simpatico. So
yeah.
I think it would just be routine, more of the same.
On that note, are you happy with the job she's done? Janet Yellen.
Yeah, from meeting to meeting, I've been all right, but it's sort of like the boiled frog. when you look back over the last several years, you have to say, surely they could have gotten started normalizing before now.
Raising rates, you mean?
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, they're not planning to raise rates a lot.
Could they go up an eighth? They could do an eighth, couldn't they?
Well, I suppose they could, but, you know, they've only gone up once from zero to a quarter.
Right, in
they
eight
got
years.
Down to zero to quarter, and then now it's a quarter to a half.
Yeah.
The next move will be a half to three quarters.
Oh, you think so? You think the next move they'll make will be more than a quarter?
No, it'll be a quarter.
Okay, all right.
Right now, it's
oh, you
a
mean
quarter,
they'll get it up
half.
To that? I see what you get. Okay, good. You scared me for a minute. There. All right. Well, what do you think about Mr. Trump's presidency in the Fed?
Well, he's already accused the Fed of being too easy in order to help the Democrats.
Yeah.
Which is false, but he says a lot of things that I don't think he's thought through very well, but I think it would be
does
more
that play well in Peoria? Do people like hearing that, you think?
No. No, I haven't talked publicly
well,
about
see, you're
it.
Presuming, you're presuming the average person that knows enough about the Fed to, I mean, I think the average person out there who doesn't follow monetary policy very well, if at all, would be receptive to a negative comment about the Fed. Somebody else, because they're part of the establishment. What do you think?
Of course, yes. I mean,
so that's
it's a
good political play for him, though, isn't it, to do that?
Pardon?
Is it a good political play for him to do that?
Well, he might get some short-term nods out of it, but I think it's a dangerous game to play, just like his anti-free trade stance.
Yeah.
It's probably good politics, but it's bad economics.
We'll have to have if he gets elected, we'll have to have an intervention with him about that. I'm a free trader as are you, and I don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they. I don't see how we could survive this election on free trade because Bernie Sanders pulled her about as far to the left.
Bernie and now Elizabeth Warren.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah.
Well, she's your worst nightmare if you want to talk about regulation.
Right. No kidding. Well, and, you know, I keep reminding people when they talk about NAFTA, you know, NAFTA, you can't go to Mexico and get the jobs they're talking about. Those jobs aren't even in Mexico anymore.
Well, NAFTA was a great accomplishment of the Clinton administration.
But don't you think it was not – I think one thing Mr. Trump has – says, and I think is accurate, we need better negotiators for our trade deals.
Well, listen, on this point, imports, when you import more, it kills domestic jobs. When you export more, it creates domestic jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You can't export without importing.
Mm-hmm.
The foreigners have to get the dollars to pay to import from us.
Right.
So my example of that is if we stop buying limes and avocados from Mexico, Boeing may not be able to sell as many airliners.
Right.
Or whomever.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Hey, Bob, I miss your haikus. You going to bring one back for us next time?
You know, I wrote one the other day and then lost it.
That's not good. Hey, so I need your email in case somebody wants to contact you. What's your email address?
BobMcTeer@yahoo.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Okay.
I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.